describe what your dream woman looks like.
Crippled and unable to use her hands.
What is the most annoying habit that someone has ever had that you've dated?
Shit slurping. Vomiting.
What is the best present you've ever received?
Child porn.
Tell us something about you that most people don't know.
I never used lubricant when I was a kid. Probably explains why my cock looks like beef jerky. Just for the record, I'm circumcised.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Nasty, sweaty, greased-up men sticking their fingers in their cock holes.
What is the most wonderful thing about you?
My ass has been exploding lately. Like watered-down mustard shooting out of my ass.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Like dingleberries, just hanging on to your ass hair.
What is the most embarrassing thing I could ask you on camera?
Should I be sticking my tongue in my retarded daughter's pussy?
What are you addicted to?
My penis. And it tastes so good.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Look, I'm not very useful as a superhero, but like Captain Stool Softener. Like, he can produce sonic vibrations, right? And it just loosens people's stools or something.
What is the sexiest thing about you?
I pretend to be a 14-year-old girl named Katie, and I get on that voice chat program called Skype, and I just type in my little bio that I'm hot, horny, and 14, and then guys just instantly want to start chatting with me.
Describe your kinky side.
Fucking any animal is wrong, but I mean, if you were just giving the dog a blowjob, for instance, that's not hurting the dog.
Finish this sentence. I'm a sucker for...
shitting out your organs.
The happiest moment in my life so far was...
someone actually had sex with me.
The way to my heart is...
meowness.
I think it's really hot when girls...
cleaning a man's toenails and asshole.
The thing I value most in women is...
money.
I could never date a woman who...
boiled to death.
I would love to date a woman who...
watched retarded children masturbate.
Do you have any unique talent?
I know what I'm doing with my cock. And I'd love to show you. Ladies, call me. Freaks, it is Monday, November 1st, 2010, coming up on the shit. I'm gonna keep going. You people need to realize that I'm not perfect. As if there were any question. Alright, let's try this again. Coming up on the program today, stinky dried urine outlines, plus your death card is in the mail, and suicide victims spruce up your Halloween scenery. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show. Much better. I'm a professional.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows. Got a great program for you today. A while ago, many years ago at this point on DV, I started a campaign called Sabotage Yahoo Answers because I really felt like it was a useless service. In that, you post a question that you want an answer to, and then any idiot can respond. So even if you have a legitimate question, right, what is this lump on my breast, for instance, many of the answers would be, look it up online. That's the answer from Yahoo Answers. Google it. And then you get, 13-year-old boys who answer, I don't know, but I bet my dick would feel good between your tits, lumps and all, stuff like that. So I came up with the Sabotage Yahoo Answer campaign, where basically we would come up with stupid or offensive questions or answers. And for a while, you freaks were a real menace on that website. We really did ruin it. I've got a new Yahoo Answers question that I ran across. I don't know if this is the work of a listener or if this person had a really shitty childhood, but let me read you what he wrote. Do you remember penis inspection day at school? I was talking to some people I know, and apparently I'm the only person who remembers penis inspection day in elementary school. Basically, the gym teacher took us into the washroom one at a time while everyone else kept playing and tugged on our foreskin back and inspected our penis to make sure we were developing properly and keeping clean. Surely I can't be the only one who remembers this. Other people must have had penis inspection day at their school, too. Anyone remember it? The best answer to the question was, dude, I don't know how to break this to you, but I think you were molested. It was a bad touch.
So stupid.
I am a retard. What? Oh, I'm a retard!
Goddamn thing didn't play.
I think it's time I reboot my computer. Everything's slow and lagging. Screwing up my flow, man. Moving right along, you know, Tonetta posted a new music video yesterday for Halloween. Unfortunately, there wasn't a show yesterday, so I couldn't play this for you. I'm playing it for you now a day late, but that's okay, because Tonetta's music, all of it, regardless of the subject matter, is timeless. I think this is called, like, Witchy Woman or Witch Woman or Devil Lady. Creepy Cunt, I don't know. Something to do with pussies and evil.
Tonetta passes. Fuck me now.
Even though it's a Halloween song, it's still sexual in nature.
The manna passes. Baby, baby, get down. I know that you're an angel. Might lose the wings tonight. It's Halloween. And I need a witch, yeah. Yo, my wicked witch.
A wicked witch. Yeah, so for this is what I have gathered that the song's about. God is up in heaven and is looking at a fine angel, but it's Halloween. And so God is saying, look, I don't want an angel to fuck right now. I want a witch lady or something. Halloween-themed pussy.
How the meta passes. To treat you right. Yeah, the manna passes. Suck me dry tonight.
That's what the man upstairs is saying. Suck me dry.
Well,
God's a pervert.
I know that you're an angel.
Horny, horny
but
God.
I lose the wings tonight. It's Halloween, and I need a witch. And that thick broomstick, yeah.
And then it gets a little gay. He needs a thick broomstick, too.
Shove it up my ass tonight.
I guess that's the gayer part right here.
Shove it up my ass tonight. By the moon that shines so bright. I see witches so fucking deadly. It's trick or treat. I'll be getting.
Wouldn't it be great if this song caught on as a like Halloween novelty? This replaces Monster Mash as the music that you always hear every single year on the radio. One of these Tonetta songs is definitely going to catch on with mainstream, and then he's just going to explode on the scene. Moving on, I've got another song for you. Oh my god. I guess this is a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. I mean, this is ear rape right here.
I know y'all like to dance. So we about to do the Jesus lean.
Yes, it's the dance that's sweeping absolutely nowhere. You lean to the left, you lean to the right, you lean for Jesus Christ.
Now do the Jesus lean, do the Jesus lean, do the Jesus lean.
It's kind of like the Christian side hug, but even stupider.
The Jesus lean, do the Jesus lean.
Because at least that, you know, with the side hug, you're doing something. There's some real movement. Here, you're just leaning. You're swaying back and forth.
The Jesus lean.
It's barely movement.
The Jesus lean. Do the Jesus lean. Do the Jesus lean. Now do the Jesus lean.
I mean, this is for lazy Christians.
Snap. Do the Jesus lean. Snap. Do the Jesus lean. Snap.
Oh.
And stop.
We're adding some snaps to the lean.
We did lean. Crazy about God with everybody clapping.
Everybody's
everybody
not.
Back it, back
shut
it,
up.
Back again. What's up? What's happening? H-R-I-S-T. 24/7. Blessing me. 365. I'ma move my feet. I'ma dance for the Lord like D-A-V-I-D. Time to break it down. This ain't no time for relaxing. You get to right to left and then you get to front to back.
Okay, front to back. And all right, that's quite enough. There's another like minute and a half to the song, but I can't take it, and I know you can't. I've got another clip here, moving right along, of a nerd at BlizzCon, which is, Blizzard. They do World of Warcraft and all that other crap. Those games that are very, very popular. StarCraft, Warcraft, all that sort of stuff. And this kid is quite possibly the biggest fan ever. He has a question for one of the developers.
Hello. I just finished reading The Shattering yesterday.
That must be one of the World of Warcraft-themed books, like novels or something.
And I noticed something. It said that Falstad Wildhammer was going to be on the Council of Three Hammers, but in the beta, it's Curdren Wildhammer, and Falstad is not in the game at all. What happened to him?
Isn't Falstad dead? From Day of the Dragon? No?
No, he survived, and in...
I love that the kid knows more and cares more about this shit than the developers, the people who make the game.
From, Day of the Dragon?
No, actually...
No, he survived,
let me correct
and in
you.
Fact, he was the leader of Airy Peak in Vanilla WoW through Wrath of the Lich King.
Right, of course. Right. Yeah, Alex, what's up with that?
Thanks for pointing that out. We're gonna get that fixed.
Thank you! Jizzed in his pants. He's still a virgin. Wow. Hey, we're still doing that Craigslist competition, and this is going to be the last week for it. So Friday is the final date. Get your Craigslist ads in. Basically, I'm just looking for, stuff from your hometown or your nearest city. Funny Craigslist ad, personal ads, or disgusting ones. And the best will receive a prize. That prize being vaginal herpy magnets that I am buying off of Etsy. Some artsy, craftsy woman create. I'm assuming it's a woman. Who knows? Created magnets that are pussies that have herpes. Looks like they have herpes. There's a little tuft of pubic hair there. They're very cute. It'll look really nice on your refrigerator. If you'd like to win one or two, submit your Craigslist ads in right now. Here is one from Janelle. Janelle's from Baltimore. The headline is, "Your Daughter's Panties." Creepy. Are there any single moms, dads, or couples around that have access to their daughter's panties and would like to watch a guy stroke his cock with them until I bust a huge cum shot all over them? If so, email me back with pics and info, and I'll do the same. I'm a tall, good-looking white guy, well-built, athletic, and muscular, thick 7-inch cock, and heavy cummer. Brothers or sisters with their sisters' panties are welcome as well, and so are guys with their girlfriends. Email for info. Now, Janelle also sent in this next ad, which is great. Not because it's, like, overtly sexual or anything. It's just creepy. It's a real thinker. So this was listed in the casual encounters section of the personal ads. It's a man looking for a woman, age 30... The headline reads, "Anyone need a babysitter?" No, what parent would look for a babysitter in the casual encounter section? Call fucking children's services now. All right. Are there any single moms or couples around that would like to have a nice night out to yourselves so you can have a little fun, but you need someone to watch your daughter for you? No, it has to be your daughter. Do you know how creepy that is? It's creepy. If so, email me back with your pics. Most babysitters don't require this. And info, and I'll return mine. I'm a tall, good-looking white guy, well-built and muscular. It's the same guy as before. He's using the same, verbiage. I'm willing to watch your daughter free of charge. Email for more information. Someone flag that. Oh, my God. She also sent in another one. This is from the Baltimore area. And the headline reads, "As the world squirts." All right, I think Janelle's going to win some fucking vaginal herpes magnets here. Do you have the ability to squirt? Can you do it anytime you want? There's nothing better than having a woman's tight thighs wrapped around my head as she moans and claws at the bedspread. I love bringing a woman to orgasm through slow and patient attention to her kitty. I would love to slowly take your panties off with my teeth and bury my face in your sweet wet mound. I love the taste of a woman's hot kitty juice all over my face. I want to make you scream in ecstasy. I want to bury my face between your gorgeous thighs and gently flick my tongue up your swollen slit as you squirt all over me. I want to caress that clit and lick it until it stands at attention. I want to suck and lick your slit until you gush. I want to part those sweet honey lips and lick out all your nectar. I want to squirt all over my face. Oh, I want you to squirt all over my face as you buck and ride my tongue. If you have this rare squirting talent, please don't hesitate to respond. I'm single and can host. One more here. This is from Chris in Vegas. Here we go. Look, if you're an open-minded person, please read. I'm looking for someone who will let me put my nose on her tongue. As strange as it sounds, it's just something I love to do. Almost like a fetish. I just want you to stick your tongue out as far down to your chin as possible and let me lay my nose on it. Or if you're more comfortable with just letting me put my nose inside your mouth, I'd love that too. No surprises, nothing gross. Easy going. Serious replies only. So, there you go. That's also a good one. Thank you very much, Chris and Janelle. Once again, get your Craigslist ads into me. Show at distortedview.com. You may win some herpy magnets. What a contest we got going here. It pays to listen to Distorted View Daily. Ding. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. I love you freaks. I'd love you even more if you sign up for the Sideshow. Support the program. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and also do video casts occasionally, stuff like that. Sign up right now. Support the program. Superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from New Zealand. I love the headline. Appointment with death cards, shocking for elderly. All right. Religious extremists have been sending cards to elderly people asking them to pick the date they're going to die. All right. Didn't know you had the option there. The cards ask recipients to predict the date and time of their deaths. Oh, that sounds like fun. The game. And then advise them to get in touch with evangelists to avoid going to hell. This is actually a good idea. I should start calling up old people and, we'll set up death dates for them. And I will hold them to it. Then I'll call them back on the day that we've decided on. And if they are not dead yet, I will send you freaks out to do my dirty work. Take care of the problem. I love messing with old people on the phone. And, I've done various bits. Actually, one of the first things that I used to do, even when we were down in Texas, we did this bit called Dialing for Dorothy, and Dorothy is a made-up character. She's actually just a text-to-speech program. I can type anything into the computer, and then she speaks in her robotic voice. And the idea was to try to see how long I could keep a conversation going. And it's always fun to call old people because they don't understand technology. They don't think that computers can talk like that. And, here's an example.
I lost my Everound mobility scooter. I think I left it by your house.
I don't think you did.
Yeah, see? She's just having a conversation. And, the old person just doesn't realize it's a computer.
I hope the Bloods didn't take my ride.
Yes, Dorothy's afraid the Bloods or the Crips are after her mobility scooter.
I'll get my homies on their ass.
I think you got the wrong number.
I made my scooter so I can buy liquor.
Well, I hope you find it.
The hoveround is tricked out. I got some sick ground effects and spinners.
It's hard to understand Dorothy sometimes. She's talking about the ground effects and spinners she has on her hoveround, but
that should be pimpin'.
Doesn't matter, really.
I think I left it by your house.
No, you've got the wrong number.
You got the wrong number. All right, there you go. Just a little bit of Dialing for Dorothy for you. People used to ask me, like, how do you know you're going to call an old person? And it's very simple. I've told you guys this before. You just go on, those websites, those white pages websites, and you just search for old people names. There's not that many Esthers being born these days, you know what I mean? Or Gertrudes or Dorothy or Estelles. Or, just find old people names. And chances are, they're going to be a near dead. Ding! All right, back to the story here. The cards ask recipients to predict the date and time of their death, and then they advise them to get in touch with evangelists to avoid going to jail. Marianne Taylor, 89, was shocked to receive an appointment card in the mail last week. The card was addressed to her by name and asked her to fill in the date and time of her death. Please don't forget to call me on the date you're going to die, then we can discuss your eternity, it says. However, the cards do not have a contact name or phone number printed on them. Taylor said, initially, I was a bit taken back. I wondered if I was the only person to be targeted, by whom and why, and then I got angry. It's shocking, she said. She had contacted police about the cards. Another resident, Jan Smith, said she was horrified to receive the personally addressed card. It's disgusting. It was spooky. I just couldn't comprehend why anyone would ask you to predict the date of your death. California-based Living Waters was founded by New Zealand evangelist Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort? Dun, dun, dun! The plot thickens. He's the Kirk Cameron Banana Man. You guys remember Ray, right? He was trying to tell us how bananas are proof that God exists because bananas were created for the human hand.
Study a well-made banana, you'll find on the far side there are three ridges, on the close side two ridges. If you get your hand ready to grip a banana, you'll find on the far side there are three grooves, on the close side two grooves. The banana and the hand are perfectly made one for the other.
Kind of like how a cock and an asshole is just perfect for one another, right?
You'll find the maker
just fit
of the banana. Almighty God has made it with a non-slip surface. It has outward indicators of inward contents. So God has placed a tab at the top. Oh. When you pull the tab, the contents don't squirt in your face. You'll find the wrapper, which is biodegradable,
has
perforations.
Well.
Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand.
Yes.
Notice it has a point at the top for ease of entry. It's just the right shape for the human mouth.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, and probably a lot of you don't, because I don't think it's been widely publicized, Ray Comfort has since apologized for this banana video. Why, you ask? Well, the modern banana is a freak of nature. It's actually a hybrid or a mutation or something based on the plantain, right? Which is not a very easy-to-eat banana variant. And the modern banana that we know today wasn't really even discovered until, mid-1800s or something like that. So, whatever. Bunch of bullshit. I love how Ray Comfort did absolutely no research into the banana. He just said, oh my God, it fits in my hand. It was created by God. It's a miracle. The miracle of banana. All right. What the hell are we talking about? Oh, yeah. California-based Living Waters was founded by New Zealand evangelist Ray Comfort. Spokeswoman Lisa Law said the cards were a way of making people aware of their mortality and to tell people about Jesus Christ. People take for granted what they have on Earth. People think they're... Another religious organization of the same name but not connected to Comfort, Living Waters New Zealand, said it had not sent the cards. National manager Ken Meehan said... So this happened in the U.S. or in New Zealand, for Christ's sakes? I guess it was the U.S. branch to do it, because that's the spokeswoman Lisa Law was the bitch talking about... how the cards were a way of making people aware of their mortality. So, whatever. All right, so there you go. Second story we have for you today. Oh, I love these. It comes from Louisiana. The LaFourche Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in what officials are calling one of the worst cases of elderly neglect ever handled. Resident April Johnson, age 30, was arrested at 11:30 a.m. Thursday and charged with cruelty to the infirmed. Horrible way of referring to the elderly, the useless. All right, Sheriff Craig Weber said deputies found the victim, a 69... I have to just mention here that when reading this news story, there's a gallery of photos. And the picture that they decided to go with, the thumbnail they went with, is some bed that is just soiled, completely, brown. There's, shit, blood, and piss all over it. Maybe I'll make it today's album artwork. I don't know. It's just weird. It's distracting when I'm trying to read this story, trying to figure out what the hell happened to this woman. Her ass and head both exploded, it looked like. All right, Sheriff Craig Weber said deputies found the victim, 69-year-old woman, living in a 10-by-16-foot wooden shed attached to the home. Get back in your cage, granny! Weber said the room was filthy, smelling of urine and rotting flesh. Ah! And the victim was on a vinyl mattress with no sheets, with a pool of urine that stretched up to her shoulders. The pool of it. Because of a dry, crusted outline of body fluids along the body's victim, or the victim's body, I'm sorry. Deputies believe the woman, who was laying in the fetal position, had not been moved, quote, in some time. When asked about the state of the victim, Johnson said it was not her job to assist her elderly relative. Look, I stuck her in the shed. She's supposed to fend for herself. She had first argued with deputies, refusing to allow deputies to get the woman medical treatment. The deputy said because the victim seemed to be in a life-threatening condition, they had to remove her from the shed and into a special facility, a casket. Weber said the woman had suffered a broken hip and femur during the time she had gone untreated, and bone and tendons were exposed, because of how advanced the sores were on her body. The woman is expected to survive. Fill out your death card now, lady. Other relatives are ready to care for the woman once she is released from medical care. Judge Walter Lanier said set bond for Johnson at $50,000. So there you go. And finally today, a post-Halloween themed story. Children trick-or-treating Thursday at a Newberry Township, that's over there in Pennsylvania, mobile home park, got a terrible fright. Okay, your first mistake is trick-or-treating at a mobile home park. All right, got a terrible fright when they discovered a man who had committed suicide on his front stoop. I'm sure it was very upsetting. How would you even know? There's you know, fake dead bodies all over the place, yards, you know, decorated as graveyards. Everyone's a fucking zombie or corpse on Halloween. I'm sure it was very upsetting to the children. I'm sure they'll be fine. Who saw him and to their family, said Newberry Township Police Chief John Schneider. To me, it's something they're probably going to remember for the rest of their lives. I wish an adult would have found him before the kids did. Police were called to Lot 113 of the Conewago Valley Mobile Home Park at 6:20 p.m. after the trick-or-treating children found the man and reported it to a neighbor. The man used a handgun to fatally shoot himself. It appeared it was a head wound. Ooh, messy. We don't know when he committed suicide or how long the man was lying on the stoop. I'm confused as to why no one during the day saw it. Again, it was Halloween. They probably thought nothing of it. I assume people thought he was a Halloween decoration. There we go. The way he was laying there, you wouldn't have known if he was just taking a nap or if he was a decoration. The man was 68 years old. Quote, he was very ill and he didn't want to go to a hospital or a nursing home. I just wish he'd have done it somewhere else. When people commit suicide, they don't think about the people around them. They only think about themselves. I know, it's a very selfish act. It's one of the most selfish things you can do, he says. There was only a small amount of blood visible at the scene. There's no brain splattered everywhere. He shot himself in the head. Come on. The man wasn't really visible from the street, so it's likely not too many children saw him. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, listen. It's a new week. It's a new month. We can start fresh. I anticipate and expect no fucktarded voicemail calls.
Jigu Tim, it's the pumpkin fucker calling. I'm just calling you to wish you a very happy National Baloney Day. Today is Monday, October 25th, I believe the date is.
A little
is.
Behind.
And it is National Baloney Day, so fuck you.
I don't know why you say fuck me, because it's Baloney Day. I have nothing to do with that. But, hello? Caller?
Don't deny it, boy.
Someone using a soundboard, it sounds like.
You better tell me the truth right now.
Okay.
Don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm so...
Okay, all right.
Hey, Jim, it's Sideshow member, Black Jewish Elderly Retard.
What the fuck is going on with the voicemail line today?
Hey, Tim, it's the Puerto Rican Fat Man here, and I was wondering if you had any tips for getting ladies, because, man, I'm down on that, so...
Yeah, first thing you're going to want to do is not refer to yourself as the Puerto Rican fat man. That is accentuating the negative, the Puerto Rican part I'm referring to. You can call yourself fat, just not Puerto Rican. No one wants that, right? No, you just, you know, change it. The important thing to do with women is you've got to be direct with them. They respond to that. Be aggressive. Be firm. You know, if they need popped in the mouth, if they're getting lippy... They like that. They respond to it. They want someone to control them. They're looking for a master of sorts. So when you see a woman at a bar, you look her in the eye and say, I am going to drive my cock in your cunt so hard tonight. And then you buy her a drink. I said to be aggressive and firm. I didn't say be an asshole. You know, so buy her a few drinks before you fuck her. That's the Tim Henson method. Moving on.
Hey, Tim. It's Marissa from New York.
I'm going to work over that sloppy snatch of yours tonight, Marissa. You just wait. My cock, your cunt. Yeah, maybe a little finger action beforehand. I'll slap the stink right off your pussy. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. See, I'm trying my own method here. I'm sorry. Go
hey,
ahead, Marissa.
Tim. It's Marissa from New York. My friend and
slap
I...
Slap the stink off your pussy. I like that. Going on a t-shirt.
Well, actually, I live in D.C., but that's not the point. We were just walking, and we passed this old guy who's in the middle of the street on his fucking mobility scooter, or rascal, or whatever. And it's, like, it breaks down.
Aww.
And some people had to shove him up onto the sidewalk.
Does the hover around have hazard lights?
Mobility scooter, like he was a broken down car, and he's just sitting there. It was the funniest fucking thing. Anyway, I thought you would enjoy that.
It is funny. Oh, go ahead.
All right, that's all. Bye.
All right, bye. Moving on.
Timothy James Benson, sex. Remember,
yes,
Dan from Texas calling in.
Sure.
Hey, man, I was just thinking, if you're going to continue on with this party line thing, and you head into the man looking for a woman side of things, if it does in fact have that, you should totally try and use the clip of Jeff Goldblum when he was playing that rapist in that movie.
He's calling her a cunt.
You know what I do with rich cunts? I fuck rich cunts.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Cool.
I should play some more of those rape clips. I have that whole folder. Remember, I downloaded some listener emailed me and said there was a torrent of like 101 of the best rape scenes in movies. Someone compiled them. So I have that on my computer somewhere.
You, Timmy.
I think we're going to make some, you know, like Rape Friday or something. I don't think it's stuck, though.
You, Timmy Boo, calling from Vancouver here. And I'm looking at the listing of shows on iTunes right now, and I noticed something funny. Right now, I've got every show from, I think it's September 15th, all the way to the last show you put out, which was Friday the 22nd. And for some reason, the only one that I see as being marked as explicit was the October 16th episode. And that just makes me laugh for some reason. I don't know
really?
Why. See ya.
I thought they're all, I think they should all be tagged as explicit. I know the podcast itself is.
Hey there, this is Roy, a.k.a. Nybuck. How you doing? Has been a while since
wow,
I called
Nybuck,
in here.
Wow, Nybuck, yes, I remember you.
I just wanted to call to let you know that I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden I see a billboard for a touring Asian drumming group and their name was Jigu.
Oh, wow.
J-I-G-U. Jigu!
Jigu! Right.
Timothy, big boy. James Henson, sideshow member Dan from Texas.
Again?
Hey man, listening to the 1021 show about the clip with that cop and the bubbles.
Yes.
Maybe he was trying to mask his ridiculously obscene fear of bubbles.
Yeah, maybe he should go on Maury. Someone mixing my crazy cracker sound clip. Crazy crackers. Send that. Oh, I missed it. Send that along to me because telephone quality isn't that good, but I would love to play the crazy cracker mix on the show. All right, guys, that's all the time we have on this edition of DV. Want you all to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
How are the kids doing?
What kids?
The butt babies I left in your asshole last night.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be extended. I will see you back tomorrow for the big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. I'm Tim Henson, and I approve this message. Doesn't it feel good?
Feels good.
Hey! Stop! No! Why are you doing this?
Gary, I'm sorry. I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
That's sick! And I trusted you!
Just another reason to vote for Tim Henson.